Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, America, and welcome to John Solomon's Best of 2021. This week, we'll be reminiscing together with a few of the most popular interviews of the year, and once again highlighting some of the amazing heroes who are trying to make a difference in the world. Today, we're flashing back to earlier this year to honor a couple of entrepreneurial innovators, two heroes that are helping people take back privacy and free speech. First up, John's interview with Elizabeth Hang, talking about her creation, the new internet. This originally aired on January 27th. Then John speaks with Eric Finman about his invention, the Freedom Phone. This one aired last summer, July 14th. So flash back with us. This is John Solomon's Best of 2021, coming up right after this commercial break.
Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest with a very powerful personal story about the impact of cancel culture and censorship in America. Joining us today is Elizabeth Hang. She used to work in Congress for Congressman Ed Royce, ran for Congress herself, witnessed the power of Facebook censorship when she wrote some unleashed some really powerful campaign ads that told about her family's background with socialism. And she's turned that around now and is helping all of us to fight censorship with a new platform called the New Internet, which we want to talk about. So, Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
John, thank you so much for having me here today.
You have an amazing bio and you've accomplished so much. And I think at the end of the day, you're a quintessential American story. And I wonder if we could start just by your family's experience. They were immigrants from Cambodia. They fled Pol Pot. Your father had a remarkable experience and had to make tough decisions just to survive. Let's help our listeners understand just what your family's experience is. It's such a cogent story.
Yeah, definitely. So my family lived through the Khmer Rouge, actually, through the whole Pol Pot's killing fields back in the 70s. And they came to the United States as legal refugees. My mom and dad realized how much of a privilege it was for them to be here in the United States, that they put their heads down, worked as hard as possible to make sure that my brothers and I had the life that that they never had,
right?
So if you think about it, there were millions and millions of people killed. A third of Cambodia was killed during the killing fields. My father, his high school was called S-13, and it actually became the largest concentration camp in all of Cambodia.
No kidding.
So when I had the opportunities and my brothers here in the United States to go to school, have a good education, that was really important to them because that was something they never had. And so they worked really hard and, you know, my brothers and I, we all went to college. We all have become successful. I went to undergrad at Stanford and grad school at Yale, worked for Congress for Ed Royce, ran for Congress. And my parents would have never thought that that would have been possible. You know, when they were young and growing up, living through, communism, socialism in this third world country. So they have instilled in us that, you know, anything really is possible here in the United States.
And your family has an entrepreneurial spirit, right? I think your parents started a grocery store, right? Which is how you started in Fresno. And then you got involved in the T-Mobile franchising and your brothers built a pretty big franchise, right? 15 different locations, if I remember right.
Correct. So my parents have a grocery store, and that's kind of where I learned all of my customer service and interacting with the community that way. And they actually still have that store today. And my
Fantastic.
Brothers are very successful entrepreneurs. I have now stepped away from the cellular business, and they've flourished since then. And I went to go work in politics for Congress after college, after helping them, because I realized firsthand how crippling the regulations were coming from Sacramento and Washington, D.C. on small business owners. And at the time, I thought to myself, like, I was so fortunate to go to a good university at Stanford. I was actually student body president when I was there.
Wow.
And when the healthcare bill, Obamacare, passed, and no one knew what was in that bill in the mid-2000s, I think this was back in 2007, I thought to myself, like, if I don't know who in the world, anybody in politics, who in the world is running this country? So I bought a one-way ticket to Washington, D.C., started knocking on doors on Capitol Hill, and fortunately a member of Congress in California, Ed Royce, hired me, and I was in D.C. for about 7 years.
Wow, pretty amazing. So 2007 would have been the earlier Democratic healthcare bill that became Obamacare, right? And then Obama comes in 2009, and by that time you're here on the ground watching all of this take place, right? Here in Washington, what was that like to get to see the seat of government and democracy, the constitutional republic in action?
You know, it was working for, you know, a Republican member of Congress. Ed Royce was a great member of Congress. And it was honestly a privilege of a lifetime to be able to do that. But I also saw the intricacies, the and how much waste gets done, like happens in Washington, D.C., right? And how big government just really isn't how I think society should operate. Like, I believe it instilled in me the values truly that people know what's best for their own lives. And the more we have government in the way, the worse it is. And we're seeing that right now with what's going on with coronavirus. I mean, I believe that doctors and local governments know better, like, how to deal with, handle a situation than, for example, I live in California now. Our governor, Gavin Newsom, is cracking down on California with all these ridiculous policies that just absolutely do not make sense. And so time and time again, there are just big government with socialist policies that we continue to hear out of Washington, D.C. terrifies me, because that was big government back in Cambodia, right? They wanted to transform the society to where everybody was equal and everybody had the same, ate the same things, everybody worked, did the same things, and it ended up being a complete disaster in Cambodia. Millions and millions of people have died. And we just cannot bring those ideologies to the shore of America, because my parents really did instill in me, like, the harder you worked with the opportunities that are presented to us in the United States, you really can achieve the American dream. And I want to make sure that for my generation and future generations to come, that that dream stays alive.
That, I think, drove you ultimately to run for California's 16th Congressional District in 2018. And in the process of that, like every candidate does, they try to introduce their personal story to the electorate. And you created some pretty remarkable ads because you have a remarkable story. I mean, when you come from a family that escaped the Khmer Rouge, when you fled from communism and socialism, and you see the pictures of the killing fields in Cambodia, you want to help the voter understand that that's part of your experience. That's what you're going to bring to Washington. So you put these ads up, and what happened with Facebook?
For whatever reason, Facebook and Twitter actually didn't like that story. They didn't like the story of my parents living through the Khmer Rouge, coming to the United States of refugees, and they banned my ability to put these on their platforms through ads. And so I try to go through the normal recourse of, like, hey, why are these ads being banned? They came back and told me that they were obnoxious and obscene. Wow. There is absolutely nothing obnoxious or obscene about what happened in Cambodia. It was horrific. Yeah. I was fortunate that I was running for Congress so that I could tell this story, and I had a platform to do so, through, you know, media and talking how this is absolutely unacceptable.
Right.
But the concern that I have, what about everybody else's voices that are being silenced, and they're not running for office and they don't have any recourse, right? How many stories are being stifled right now by Facebook, Twitter, big tech, Silicon Valley that we don't know of?
Yeah.
And so that really was the genesis of why I have now worked with my team to build the new internet, right? Because I wanted to course correct the problems of the old internet. Because when you think of the old internet, what do you think of? You think of political censorship, fake right. news, bullying, privacy issues, tech giants stifling conservative voices. And so as we're building out this new platform with the new internet, we're focusing on no censorship, no fake profiles, no fake news, and having privacy solutions. Because, you know, First Amendment and being able to tell your story is paramount to a free society.
When I've looked at these ads, and they, you know, they're really compelling. And you used historical footage of what really happened in Cambodia. You showed the human toll of socialism and communism, and you try to say, listen, there are some famous people today like AOC that are advocating a return to turn America towards socialism, but this is what it really looks like when you come from my family's experience in Cambodia. And Facebook considered those historical storytelling to be obnoxious. Did I understand that correctly?
Correct.
Wow.
They physically highlighted, for the first time, they, you know, there was just like a response, and it said, you know, obnoxious, obscene,
right,
a bunch of other words. And so I responded and said, okay, what exactly is wrong with this? And they literally bolded the words obnoxious and obscene in their response.
Wow. And they never got more specific.
Did they? Apology.
Yeah. Unreal. So you apparently, if you come from a communist country, you can't tell the American public what it was like to live under a communist socialist violent regime like the Khmer Rouge, like Pol Pot. It's a pretty remarkable statement from a company that has enjoyed all the freedoms of this great country for so long. This inspires you to do the new internet and tell folks what this is. What is this platform? What does it become? And, you know, when we come, as we watch it unfold, what's the big ambition? What should it look like 5 years from now?
The new internet. It course corrects. You know, the old internet has a lot of problems. Yep. So we created the new internet. So the new internet, it's an internet browser, and it allows verified users to make comments on top of every single web page online. And we're releasing an ability to purchase domain names without being censored or deplatformed.
Wow. Impressive. And then I guess you're thinking through every aspect, right? Where my server is going to be. When you're building something like this, knowing that the tech giants are going to feel threatened, not just by the fact that you advocate free speech, but if you become big enough, you're competing with them. That's one of the things that is lost in this. Every time Twitter and Facebook and Amazon take on one of these new platforms, really what they're doing is trying to crush their competition. And that gets lost in this, all of this talk. But what are all the steps as an entrepreneur and a successful one already? What are all the steps that you have to do to make sure that this platform can be long and lasting and fulfilling to its membership?
Absolutely. So we actually have an incredible tech team that believe in, you know, freedom of speech, that have built this out. Right now, regarding this, oh no, there have been some challenges with some other conservative platforms. With the servers, for example,
right,
we're not using any Amazon servers. We use a server in Texas and another one in Virginia, and we have multiple backups from that too. So if, in fact, anybody tries to take one or two of our servers down, it'll hop to different servers, and we will never be able to be taken down with our servers and our information, and that is completely protected.
That's great. Then
with regards to right now, you can download the app both on Apple and the Android marketplace. And by doing so, you can download directly from there. However, if in fact either platform decides to deplatform us because they don't like First Amendment rights or free speech or no censorship, then we actually have the code where we can put it on our website, and you can directly download it straight from our website.
If you can bypass the Apple and Google Play stores, you can get past both stores.
Right now, but we are on both stores.
Right.
But if we get removed on either store,
wow,
we have written new code and technology where you can download it directly to your phone from our website.
That's impressive.
And nobody will be able to stop you from there.
That's pretty good, because I know we've been able to do that for Google Apps. I didn't know you could do that for Apple. So you may have achieved something that others have not been able to do before. That's very exciting.
So we are very excited about that. So it's just an internet browser that you can download and use. You can actually just download it to your desktop also. We have it on Windows, and we should be having it on Safari very shortly. And you can browse, you can go anywhere. So right now you can go to twitter.com/realDonaldTrump. And as everybody knows, he's been banned and deplatformed,
right,
from Twitter. However, through our app, you can actually write comments directly on top of his profile right now.
So
even the former president of the United States can come on here and disagree with why he was banned and make the counter argument. And on top of that, this would have been very helpful for me when I was running for Congress, right? When Facebook and Twitter banned me, I would have been able to go to that Facebook page or the YouTube page or wherever it was and make comments on why I disagree with this censorship that is being placed upon me. Because right now, I feel like everyday people don't have a place. We're being canceled. Our whole social being is being canceled right now on social media, on any time there is, you make a comment that you're conservative or Or you make a comment that doesn't align with mainstream society, you get canceled out. So this way, you're able to go to any article, any social media post, and actually make comments right on top of there through our app. And anybody who is using our app can see those comments and get a more balanced and fair view of what's going on.
What makes this cool is that you don't have to load a different app to comment. You're actually browsing and commenting in simultaneously, which makes it kind of a seamless experience. What gave you the idea to do it that way versus creating like another platform like a Parler or CloudHub? The idea of kind of keeping the commenting and sharing experience in the browser, I think, is a unique approach to this. What was the inspiration for that?
We are going to build a new internet. Because the old internet has too many problems. And I think there's a lot, like everybody who's on here, everyone could go on here unverified.
Right.
But I think that there's a lot to be said if you're willing to verify yourself, right? And I believe that instead of hiding behind some fake profile, if you are making comments based on a real person,
right,
then you're not going to, individuals are not going to write things that they can't hide behind what they write.
That's a great point.
And therefore, I believe it will bring down the nasty rhetoric that we continue to see online with all the bullying, the trolling, and all the bots that are basically there.
Such a good point.
When you go on there right now with a lot of these social media platforms, it's just disturbing what half the people are willing to write on there.
Now, I always ask this for all the new platforms. Privacy is just as another important factor alongside of free expression. How do you protect users' data on this?
Absolutely. We have more encryption, and we will have a future option to pay for usage. So data is totally private, and data isn't monetized.
Great. All right. So you're not selling people's personal profiles. Actually, that's one of the things Facebook and others do. So, and then when it comes to this became a big issue with Parler, what are the moderation policies if someone were to do incitement, you know, criminal incitement? Do you have a way of protecting against that?
Oh, absolutely. So if you become verified on our platform, you actually will help us with that. So it's a community policing. So okay. If in fact anyone does anything illegal or criminal on the site, verified users can flag that for our teams, and an email will go directly to the individual of saying, hey, your post was flagged because you're doing something illegal. If you would like to defend and say that it is not illegal, you need to verify yourself. Otherwise, this will kick you offline, kick that comment offline within 24 hours.
Very good. All right. That's good to know. So we got all that worked out. What's now you've been in the marketplace, a couple of months now?
Actually, we just fully did our launch about 2.5 weeks ago.
Wow. See, okay. And so what's been the response? How's been the early response for the early consumers?
It's been very good, you know, very exciting. I believe that people right now are looking for new platforms and domains to voice their concerns and communities, because right now it's just conservatives are being canceled everywhere they go.
And as part of this, I mean, you can browse anywhere you want on the internet. Are there any unique aggregation places where you put news together or, you know, civic information? Is there the ability within this to create communities or feeds for people that do some form of curation? If you wanted to create a new Drudge report or a new civics report, what are the potential long-term community options that you might be able to build in this new internet, which is so exciting? I love the word, because it self-describes its purpose. It's really good. What are the down the road, are there some community opportunities here?
There's absolutely. We are going to be selling domain names very shortly that will not be censored or deplatformed, like what we saw with ar15.com on GoDaddy. But we also will be launching in this week a platform where you can actually create individual town halls and have discussions and topics about any topic that you want on there, because I don't think enough of those go on these days.
That's right.
Based on all the censorship and deplatforming that we continue to see in council culture. So that's, for example, you can create your profiles and create communities on there We have a news feed that we just placed when you log on to thenewinternet.com that I'm excited about. And you can see where people are commenting and calling out articles or individuals that are writing things that are either skewed one way or inappropriate, and recalibrating and rebalancing what I think the internet was initially created to do. And it's, you know, to be able to share, you know, diverse thoughts and opinions in a community online that feels safe and open. And so that is the objective of the new internet. And I'm really excited about the opportunities and how many people have already subscribed and the community in which we're building.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. When you, if we want to stay connected and we want to follow the evolution of this, because this is more than just an app. This is like a big, you're basically creating a whole new ecosystem. It's really ambitious. How do people beyond, then go to the Apple Store, right? Then go to the Google Play Store, get it. What are other ways that they can learn in real time just what you're doing and support what you're doing?
Oh, they can download it. They can actually just go to thenewinternet.com and they can subscribe to our email subscription. We try to send something out every couple of days about all the new and exciting features that are on there and any news or podcasts that we happen to be on to keep everybody up to date about what's going on.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great way to do it. And if people want to see these ads, because I was really moved by them, I had to search hard to find them, obviously. But if people want to see the ads and see, you know, how historically accurate and compelling they were, and yet they got censored, is there a way for them on the new internet to see them? Are you going to put them up somewhere? Because I think when people look at these ads and they realize, well, wait, these were censored, what? It really opens your eyes to just how far reaching the censorship was. You know, I'm pretty proud of, you know, being pretty top of the news. I had not heard of this censorship until you launched the new internet project. And when I went back and looked at it, I mean, it's 2 years ago, but it's jaw dropping. And so, is there a place for people to look at these ads and get to learn the really cogent family story that your family lived?
Absolutely. It's actually posted currently on YouTube, but there are some sensors and blocks on it for whatever reason Google has placed on me.
So not appropriate for children when I looked at it today. Yes.
Exactly. You have to log in. So if you go to thenewinternet.com and you scrolled all the way to the bottom, there is an Our Story tab on there that talks about, that is my profile, and it does talk, and it has a link in there that will take you directly to the initial ad that got censored and blocked when I ran for Congress, and why it is the genesis of why the new internet started. It's because of stories like that, where people are getting censored and blocked. It's absolutely ridiculous. Tech giants should not be able to determine whose voices and what stories live on. And so that's why we want to create the new internet, so that people can tell their stories, because the fact that we can just so easily be silenced by these tech giants, it's what's so scary. Because if it can happen to me just not once or twice, it's actually happened about four times now. Wow. Then this can happen to anyone. So if they scroll down to the bottom of the webpage on thenewinternet.com, click on Our Story, then they should be able to find it in there in the middle of the text.
Very, very cool. When you look at the big picture, where is this censorship, cancel culture fight going? I guess there's two approaches, or three approaches. One is just damning the darkness, which a lot of people are doing plenty of today. And some people I talk to feel hopeless. Then there are those that are thinking, well, maybe there is a legal remedy to this going to the courts. And then there are those like you who appear to be saying, listen, rather than whine about what's bad, go create something new, because that's one of the great things you can do in America. It seems like that part of the response is growing every day, this sort of entrepreneurial, hey, we can build our own universe and no longer be subject to the fiefdoms of these tech oligarchs. Which of those three options do you think ultimately will play out as the solution for conservatives?
I think that the solution is going to be, okay, if we're being canceled and people want to censor us on all these different platforms, let's create the future of what there's going to be people who are going to go with the legal remedies. That's fine. But I truly believe in free markets and capitalism.
Right.
And I object to this war on our First Amendment rights and our war on our Constitution. So I will do whatever is in my power to ensure that these fundamental American values that are paramount to a free society continue to flourish. And I'm going to build the new internet with our team. And 5 years from now, when you and I talk again on your podcast, we're going to reflect back on this day that the new internet is a freer, safer, more open place for our country and society and our world as a whole.
I love it. And it's not going to be 5 years. We're going to have you out much sooner than that, too. But we will check in on 5 years. We'll mark this date, but we need to have you back on and to share your voice with our great country, our great listeners, because what you're doing is exactly what, you know, the American entrepreneurial cycle for every crisis and frustration that the Americans have endured in 240 years. We always find a solution because the free market allows it. And it sounds like that's why you stepped right into this space and did it. I'm incredibly eager to spread the word and to become a user myself and to begin to grow. And we ought to get Just the News in there as well. It sounds like a really great place to be. Elizabeth, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing, for spending the time today. And I'm serious. We would love to have you back on. We're going to do some panel discussions with some of the leaders in the entrepreneurial space that are trying to solve this problem right now. And we just love to have you back on and to keep chronicling what your great initiative is doing every day.
I'd be absolutely honored to be on those panels. Just let me know.
All right. That sounds great. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more remarkable guests just ahead. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order.
You're listening to John Solomon's Best of 2021. Now John speaks with Eric Finman about his invention, the Freedom Phone. This one originally aired July 14th.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest on a very special day. Today, the Freedom Foam has launched across America, including on Just the News. And it is an innovative, new, privacy-protecting, censorship-free phone, something America has been craving for months. And the man that has made that all possible, Eric Finman, is joining us now. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That was an amazing introduction.
Well, it's a true story. It has the benefit of all being true. I can't tell you the number of times in the last couple of years, my wife and I have been sitting around and we realize my Apple phone has been tracking me. Look at the data footprint it's been collecting. Or I wanted to put that app on there. Won't let me install that app. I have all of these moments where I go nuts, and you have solved all my angst in this phone. I've been playing with the Freedom Phone for a couple hours now. It is killer. Tell us how you came about to create this product and put it into the marketplace.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you liked it. Basically, I just saw the problem that, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, if you don't like getting banned off pretty much every mainstream social media platform, create your own. And then, you know, you see, hey, we created our own with Parler, amongst others.
Right.
And then they got banned and all that. And it's that's terrible. And I think to me, if growing up and also in my life today, I've always pushed boundaries on what you can say, much to maybe my family's chagrin. and if you can't do that, there's a great quote from a former Supreme Court justice, actually. He said, if you lose the right to be different, you lose the privilege to be free.
Wow.
And I think that
what a powerful statement.
It is a powerful quote. And so I had to come in. My background is in Bitcoin. And I feel like, I was able to do very well there. And now I'm kind of dedicating that money and quote unquote, leaving Silicon Valley. Used to live in San Francisco. Now I moved to Florida and doing the whole thing of basically creating something that is unbannable, that is uncensorable, that isn't reliant on, you know, the Apple or Google app stores or wherever, or kind of, you know, left wing infrastructure. Basically build this phone, which has its own app store, which has all the apps your phone normally has, but plus banned ones as well. And we feature apps that promote free speech and promote patriotism. And you know, we put a huge focus on privacy features as well.
Yeah, that's what really impressed me. Such an important thing. You can really lock this phone down so that you know what data is being shared or not shared of yours. And in this world where everybody is collecting data, that is a reassuring thing. And it's simple. It takes 2 minutes to figure out, you know, how to lock your phone down in a way that Big Brother or Big Tech can't suck up your data without your permission. Mm-hmm. One of the things that has been one of the early arguments as conservatives have tried to cut their own path in the tech world is sometimes we've had to settle for less than best technology, but you really created a phone that has, you know, premier technology from the camera to the device to the touchscreen to the privacy protections, which we've just mentioned, that which I really love. To me, that's one of the amazing things about it. There's no downgrade, and you can pick any phone service provider you want. You want AT&T, you want Verizon, you put the chip in the phone you want, and you're off and running. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we've had to settle, like, you know, we had problems with Parler for a while. Well, some of the other ventures had some early bumps, but you came out of the gate with something that is as good as anything Apple and Google have in the marketplace today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that was the goal, is in the sense, you don't have to downgrade, in the sense that we can make things that are, you know, hopefully one day altogether, we have a whole, you know, alternative tech or alt tech movement that I think is growing, where, you know, we're creating things that are even better than what the kind of the left and the anti-free speech people have to offer, because, you know, we're smarter, we're better, and we can do it. And all we have to do is just put our minds and our creativity to it.
Well, and also that quote you just mentioned from the Supreme Court justice, we do have to defend our right to be different, to take different positions and not be homogenous in America, or we give up all the freedom we have. And this phone allows that. All the apps on it are pre-installed are all, you know, apps that subscribe to freedom of speech, which is so important. The quality is great. You built this on an Android platform, right?
Yeah. So we built it on top of Android. So that way you can have all the apps that you have. But we Hillary Clinton acid washed all the Google stuff out and really went top to bottom. It was a dirty job. but we got rid of all that junk out. That way, because we wanted you to be able to still run on traditional apps. Like if you have a banking app,
sure.
If you have ADT security or whatever, and all that, plus have the banned ones as well. So we just went in there, you know, like fumigators, and went into that and completely, you know, redid it from the ground up. But, you know, kind of similar feel. And then you can run all the apps that would normally run on, you know, a traditional Android phone. So that's great. And I'm glad we did that and baked in all those security features in there.
Yeah, no, it has, I've said it to some people that it has like the best of Apple and Google phones combined into one, but with all the privacy and censorship free capabilities that have always been lacking on their platforms. It really is a remarkable thing. So let's start off here. We're going to shock the audience right now, but let's have a little fun. If they haven't Googled you yet, or if they haven't heard your story, just remind folks, how old are you?
I'm an old man. I'm 22 years old.
You have your own cell phone company, but that's not even your first success. So a half of your life ago, when you were like 12 years old, walk us through how you became a businessman, an entrepreneur, because it's one of the most inspiring stories I've heard in the last couple decades. You are truly an American tale of what we can do in a free market with enterprise. You're age 12. What happens in your home one day?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I grew up in Idaho, North Idaho, and Coeur d'Alene, if anyone knows where that is.
Sure.
Beautiful area. And then my older brother, he brought me to this protest, told me about this protest back there. And then we ended up flying all the way to Washington, D.C. And then we went, when I was 12 years old, that was the first time I'd ever been. And it was actually an Adam Kokesh protest because it was the Ron Paul.
That's right. State. Yeah, the Fed. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then so my older brother was part of the Ron Paul Revolution, and he was bringing me, kind of letting me tag along. And then, yeah, he was, Adam Kokesh was arrested for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial because technically that was illegal, and they body slammed him. And we went to go protest that. And then, you know, ended up being a crazy protest. They had police and
a modern day Footloose movie, right?
A modern day Footloose movie. I always make that joke. And then, yeah. And then, you know, kind of, Obama had, you know, the DC security, you know, Black Hawk helicopter circling. It was pretty bad. And anyways, we ended up running from those people at some point at the end of it. And then some guy had this T-shirt on, and it had this big orange B that looked like a dollar sign. And I was like, you know, what's that? And then he said, it's big. He was kind of a little bit of a hippie, libertarian hippie. And he was like, hey, man, it's Bitcoin, man. It's going to end. It's going to end, you know, Wall Street or whatever. It's going to change the world. And he was saying all that. And he like ran off after that. And then me and my older brother
was planted,
went back
huh?
home. And, yeah. yeah. And we went back home and we ended up looking up Bitcoin and just felt, wow, this, you know, this isn't just this crazy guy. It seemed like a really cool project. And we got into it. My grandmother had given me, her grandson, $1,000 for my scholarship fund because she thought she was actually going to pass away. Thankfully, actually, now my only living grandparent, which is great. She's
that's
out.
Awesome. She yeah. That.
And I tried to give it back, but anyways, I did not put it that into any scholarship stuff. I ended up putting that into Bitcoin. My brother helped me sneak it out, and we didn't tell my parents. And ended up putting it into Bitcoin. And I just, you know, some kids had video games, some kids had sports. Bitcoin was my thing growing up, and I just spent every day trying to game it and get more and more and more. And, you know, and then eventually I had 15, I could get into the whole story, but 15, dropped out of high school and used some of that money, that Bitcoin money I had, it was about $100,000 at that point, to launch a startup. And at 15, and I moved to Palo Alto, Silicon Valley, and ended up selling that company. And, you know, and it was a big, big story and a big, big success. And I was, you know, very well liked. And maybe other than today, I was pretty much well liked by Silicon Valley up until today. But, you know, I had to leave and do this project because it was so important.
Yeah. And challenging the norms is a lot of what you've been doing. I mean, we're in an era where we've had the currency in America for 245 years. And cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is, you know, the disruptor. It's the next generation. And you know it's going to be important because China has made it a national declaration that they're going to create their own cryptocurrency Bitcoin market. And so you've been at the forefront of disrupting the financial markets. Talk a little bit why after the guy runs off, the cryptocurrency t-shirt guy runs off, and you get him, why is cryptocurrency so important to the future economic system of America? And then why it frees entrepreneurs like you to do things like start a cell phone company when you're up against the giants of Ericsson and Apple and Google. But it's a two-step thing. There's an innovation cycle to it, which is really liberating. But also, there's a futurism to how you see commerce in the world occurring. And why did cryptocurrency, a lot of people have heard of it, like, well, I don't know what it is. I hear about it. I heard these things, Bitcoins. What is it and how does it relate to the future of the world?
Yeah. I mean, it's what I love about cryptocurrency. I mean, people go, oh, what is the use of cryptocurrency? And I used to say in third world countries, well, hey, governments and companies, they work together to ban people in these third world countries from, you know, being able to have money and seizing their money. But then that's no longer in third world countries. That's actually in the U.S. now. I mean, you see, you know, some Republican influencers or people, they end up losing access to their banking. You know,
sure.
It's crazy.
Real life stories in the last year. We've seen them.
Exactly. And it's just becoming more and more and more, where you get banned from payment processing, you get banned from banking. It's not just social media, folks. It's like literally, you're at risk of getting banned from your bank. I mean, they won't loan to you. You know, they won't. And yeah, I mean, not just that. They'll just send you, Chase Bank will send you a letter and be like, hey, we're no longer going to be, being your banking provider. You know, please get your money out ASAP. But then, you know, everybody else won't take you either. If Chase Bank won't take you. And that's what's so beautiful about cryptocurrency is that you can send money anywhere in the earth, and it'll get there, you know, in less than 10 minutes, if not sooner, you know.
And it has a security and encryption to it. That's very cool, right? It can't be taken from you, right?
Yeah. It can't be taken from you and all that. Cause that's also what happens. I see some Republican influencers, you know, and you can say, wow, they're a little radical, whatever. Don't have to agree with them, but they get their money seized and all that. And it's with no recourse other than maybe a 5-10 year legal bureaucratic process. But you don't have any money to pay a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. You're out. You're going to spend all the lawyer fees to get back the money you're owed.
Exactly. And Russia and China actually have seen, it's actually pretty sick of they're showing their hand, the elites in this country, by just, you know, banning patriots and you know, red-blooded Americans from their banking, because Russia and China sees the U.S. has no problem, you know, basically using their kind of, you know, they're the main banks of the world are in the U.S. For the most part. And Russia and China, they are creating their own alternative, not just crypto, but their own, SWIFT thing, which is how you send international payments.
Right.
And they're creating their own technologies completely, not really, because they see what they're doing to just patriots. And not that they're, you know, the most moral people by any means, but it's just a waste for the U.S. to basically, you know, blow their load on good people, because it risks, you know, these power dynamics in the rest of the world. Crazy.
Yeah. And it's interesting. In your early work, one of the places you focused on is Africa, right? There are despots there. There's theft and con men all around. Then, you know, it's the continent that always gets abused by some other superpower. Talk a little bit about what you've been able to do with Metal and now Yellow Card, which are two products that you've helped incubate. Talk a little bit about what it does for a continent like, not only America, but obviously we can see the value here, but what does it do to a continent like Africa that has, had so many challenges in the currency markets?
Yeah, I mean, MetalPay is a great crypto company. You should go download their app. It's a really easy way to buy and sell crypto, and we're going to be putting that on the phone as well, because it's kind of a company I invested in and have been hugely involved with and spreading the word. And we built that company up to such a great level. And then the main guy there does just such a great, wonderful job. Go download their app, MetalPay, if you want to get into crypto super easily. One of the companies that MetalPay invested in, kind of like a Russian doll there, is Yellow Card. And then Yellow Card is a fantastic company, you know, trying to bring I think it's the largest now. It just surpassed recently, I think, is now the largest crypto exchange in all of Africa.
Yep.
And provides such a great way for people to buy Bitcoin, especially in Africa, you know, where they don't really have stable currencies. So that's one of the companies that I invest in Metal, and then Metal invested in Yellow Card. So they're both really great companies.
Wow. And really having a global impact already. You were 19 or 20 and you're up on Capitol Hill and you're helping introduce the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020 and push that along. What was that like to go from citizen, investor, entrepreneur to, I don't want to say lobbyist, that's a bad choice of words, but advocate on Capitol Hill to get...
Citizen advocate.
Yeah, citizen advocate trying to get a framework for, you know, so that there's a regulatory framework for this incredible new market you're helping build. What was that like?
Yeah, well, lobbyist, that means you're getting paid.
That's right. No one was paying you.
and all that. So it's, I was going up against a lot of people that were getting paid.
I bet.
Yeah, so the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020 is a bill that was introduced, and it was basically to create a really good set of rules in the crypto space so that way anyone can start their own company. Like with MetalPay, and I'll touch on that lightly again, it takes millions of dollars of legal fees to start a crypto company.
Isn't that amazing?
Because the laws that they make are so outdated, or the laws that they apply to crypto are so old and even go back to like the old Wild West days when you were, you know, sending money on a wagon across the country. And some of those laws are now applying to cryptocurrency, and it takes millions of dollars legal fees. And then doesn't matter. You can never be 100% sure you're okay. And that was one of the goals of the bill, is just to make it so, hey, you can be like Steve Jobs or Michael Dell and start a company in your dorm room or your garage. But right now in the crypto space, I've been fortunate enough, and other people have been fortunate enough in the sense I've been able to make good money on crypto.
Right.
So I can start companies like this with this money, but pay these legal fees. But the goal of that bill is to do that. And yeah, that's still going through the motions, and I hope it ends up getting passed. And I hope when Republicans win midterms, I think it'll definitely pass.
Yeah, and you're a free market libertarian guy, right? I think when you look at the world, 100%. that is your sweet spot, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And people have talked about the gold standard, the declining value of the dollar, growing debt in America. Just where does Bitcoin/cryptocurrency fit in the economic security of America going forward? As our debt goes up, you know, we're going to hit $30 trillion probably the end of this year, which is almost an unthinkable number. What makes cryptocurrency a stronger alternative to a weak dollar?
Well, like people, actually, if you go back to the history of currencies before Bitcoin, there's actually this thing called Liberty Dollar, which some people might remember back in the mid-2000s.
I do remember that, yeah.
Oh, that's a flashback then. Yeah, I still have the We Accept Liberty Dollar sign.
That's funny.
Actually, so if you were a small business, that you could take it. But I think that guy got put in jail, right?
I believe that's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's why Bitcoin, that was before Bitcoin. And that's why Bitcoin was eventually, like people go, oh, how is Bitcoin unbannable? Because, you know, the technology that Bitcoin is based off of is blockchain, and blockchain is unbannable.
Right.
And that's the point of it. And the founder of Bitcoin is anonymous, because back in the day when people were trying to start alternative currencies, the federal government would just throw you in jail. And that's why Bitcoin was basically born out of the financial crisis and born out of anyone who started a centralized currency alternative were put in prison. And I think they probably seized his money, you know, because he had silver and gold, because that's
right. That's what he had cigarette it off. Yep.
Yeah. And all that. So, I mean, what's beautiful about Bitcoin is that, you know, you can take your wealth with you on a USB stick, and they can't just seize it or go into your storage and take your gold or whatever. Bitcoin is as long as you keep that USB stick. And even if they take the USB stick, you can have a couple codes that you memorize in your head and can get your Bitcoin. That way, even if they seize your USB stick, if they find that. And that's a beautiful thing. So that's why I like Bitcoin almost a little bit better than gold, although I'm very supportive of gold and silver. And I think people should get into that. I've gotten into that. But what's beautiful is, you know, they can't raid your Bitcoin, which is a huge plus, and why I'm very supportive.
That encryption really, really makes it locked in a way that we haven't seen in any other form of currency in history. As you look out, it's 2040 in America, hopefully we're going strong still. What is the currency in buying market look like? If I'm someone going to the store, I'm going to go to Walmart, or I'm going to pick up my coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, how am I paying in 2040?
I think to go on a macro scale, I think that's hard to say in 2040, because I think the 2020s are the defining decade for the United States. China says by the end of the 2020s that they want to overtake the U.S.
That's
and
right.
be the largest economy. You see now that a third of all U.S. dollars has been printed in the last 12 months or something like that. And I think the, you know, Russia and China, they're both, you know, posturing their militaries, particularly China, because, you know, they feel that the U.S. kind of, you know, the U.S. as a power structure is pretty much the ultimate superpower is on life support. And is, you know, I 100% agree with that. And a lot of people like felt that and said that, and I said that, you know, back in the Obama era, but especially now. And it's just, they're so weak. The U.S. elite power structures are just so weak right now. It all depends, I think, what we do in this decade. I mean, yeah, I think the U.S. would be very smart for the U.S. upgrade their dollar to be like a U.S. digital dollar. And I think that would be a great way that people pay in things in the 24 in like 2040. But yeah, I mean, I think all kind of nation currencies are going to be like, you know, fiat currencies, nation backed currencies are going to be based off cryptocurrencies. So it might not be Bitcoin, although maybe you could use that in 2040. I'm sure people will accept it. But I think that, you know, you'll have what China and Russia and the U.S. is even talking about doing, which is upgrading these nation country currencies to be actually cryptocurrencies themselves, because it's just such a technological upgrade that I think it's necessary. And I hope the U.S. still remains using, being the ultimate power. And I hope being in a good way, you know, hopefully not abusing that in the way that they're doing to their own people right now.
Yeah, such an important topic that we need to stay focused on too. All the things going on with the Uyghurs and other things in China. People listening to you say, well, this guy's really smart. He's really learned. He's traveled the world, which you have. Tell us about
I don't know if my brothers would say I'm super smart. Don't tell them that. Or tell them
well,
that.
Actually. My brother still doesn't think I'm smart, and I've been trying to convince him for 30 years. So.
It's a lifelong process.
Yes, it is. It is a lifelong process. But, you know, you have a lot of experiences that most 21-year-olds don't even have. You understand the world. You're very engaged in politics and in history. You understand all these things. Tell me about the deal you made with your parents to get out of school.
Yeah. I mean, one of the deals of dropping out of high school to start my own business was I had $1 million bet with my parents that,
that's a big bet.
That's a big bet that I said, they said, well, you can leave school now, work on your business. But you know, the goal of school is to set you up for a good career. So you have to, if you don't make $1 million by the time you're 18, you know, you got to go back to school, you know, got to go back to school and go to college and do all that. And I think that's a great option for a lot of people. But for me, I did not like it. I did not fit in. I was always a rebel rouser and or sometimes just quiet and not really enjoying it. But yeah, I mean, I'm pleased to say I won that bet and made $1 million by the time I was 18. From my Bitcoin trades and selling my company and putting all that money back into Bitcoin.
Right.
And that gave me the claim to fame that people annoyingly sometimes call me as the youngest Bitcoin millionaire, which is, you know, very cool.
And that is a great title to have. Absolutely.
It's a great title. Well, now it's the Freedom Phone founder now. So that's the new title.
I know that's going to be the one you're most proud of.
I am.
As you look out now, and you see what you've accomplished. And I know we were talking offline when we met the first time, and you talked about how important it was to empower people to become entrepreneurs and innovators, because everything in the world today, you have to have a million or more to get started in anything. Cryptocurrency has the ability, and what you've created and you've demonstrated with yourself is the ability to create a new entry point in for innovators and disruptors in the innovator cycle. How important has that been to prove your concept yourself? I mean, you're living proof, but you've now opened up a whole new generation potentially of Steve Jobs and Eric Finmans and Bill Gates and others because of how you envision this. What does that feel like at this moment?
Yeah, I mean, that feels, you know, it feels good. I mean, to me, I feel on a personal level, feels good. But yeah, the beauty of the internet and cryptocurrency that, in my opinion, I feel like they're trying to take away, because people that are, you know, aberrations to the norm, and there's so much more than we thought, in my opinion, Gen Z, you know, it's got its problems. But I think that there's so many more of these kind of aberrations to the past thoughts of you know, oh, this generation is just they can do so much. They've got so many tools. They've got, you know, you've got unlimited tools. You've got the whole world. You've got the ability to educate yourself even better, which is why, you know, the statistics tell us, the data tells us that Gen Z is the most, leaning generation in a long time, much more so than the millennials. And I think, you know, there's that, but I feel like that is what these elite power structures in the United States are trying to take away, because the right to be different, the right to have your own voice. And then because, you know, free speech has unfortunately almost become a political phrase. Yeah. But like, what does that really mean? It means the ability and power to have a voice on, like, you know, what if they had censored, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, if you had social media back then, you know, what if they had censored these, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall speech, you know, what, you know, imagine the, like, I just feel such a loss, that they're just trying to take away people's ability to have a voice. And what is that doing to, you know, what is that doing to our kids? You know, I guess I'm still might be in borderline in that category, but I mean, that's the most powerful tool that we all have, is our right to have a voice. And that's why I feel so motivated to do this phone, is, you know, they can ban software, but hardware with its own uncensorable app store and privacy, you know, one of the cheesy marketing lines that, you know, we say is, you know, the Freedom Phone, finally a phone that won't put your voice on silent, which is a little cheesy, but it's true.
It is true. No, that's a great way of describing its mission. That title, now that you have Freedom Phone founder, it's day one. When you look out a year or 2 years from now, there's a way to define success from a business standpoint, and you have your, you know, you'll have your P&L, and you'll know what you want to accomplish. But from the point of being an American, as someone who wants to disrupt this move towards censorship and cancel culture and silencing of any voice that isn't in line with the current elitist, what is the hope that this you have for this product in changing that dynamic?
Look at what we did in 2016 before they caught on to how powerful free speech is. And I think if we get back to that, but in a place where it's our own platform, so we can push out narratives that promote free speech and promote freedom and promote, you know, just good values, I think it's unstoppable. Because with this phone, my goal is not to sell. People have been coming up to me and they're like, oh, well, why don't you just make, like, the phone is, you know, if you see all the preloaded apps, it's, you know, Newsmax, OANN, you know, it's very, you know, just the news. That's the best one, right?
I hope so. I think so.
that's the best app. And then, and it comes preloaded with these patriots. People have been coming to me, that why don't you just focus on the security and the privacy, which is great. But they say, why do you have to make it so conservative centric? And I was like, well, my market, no more or less, is the 75 million people that you know, voted, you know, in my opinion, in a very patriotic way, in a way that is the right direction for this country. Because if I made it less conservative centric, I would have to compromise on what the ultimate vision and purpose of this phone is, which is to get people, you know, get people out there and expanding and get people the truth. That's the real goal. And I think, you know, if it was just security encryption centric, I wouldn't be able to get people the truth the same way. So that is the real goal. That is the, you know, so in 5 years, I hope that all 75 million people have this phone in their pockets. And that's great from a business point of view, obviously, but 75 million people that can get truth and can get, can speak freely and, you know, hopefully even more. But that is the real goal of this phone, is to have everybody, if they want it, they can speak freely.
You can pick it up all over our site at justthenews.com. We have it advertised everywhere. We want you to check this phone out. I love this phone. I'm addicted to it. It is my phone of the future. Eric, other ways that people can find the phone and follow you, because you're not only an entrepreneur, you also have a lot of important political wisdom to impart. How do people stay in touch with you?
Yeah, I mean, you can check out freedomphone.com, obviously. But yeah, my Twitter is just my name, Eric Finman, E-R-I-K. F-I-N-M-A-N. And that's just the same username on every social media network. So you can find that, find me on Parler, find me on CloudHub with that. You know, you can do any social media network. I'm at Eric Finman. So Twitter, CloudHub, whatever, at Eric Finman.
Pretty simple, pretty easy. And what a path you've already blazed in your young life, Eric. It's really amazing. Getting to know you is inspiring. And I think, you know, listen, if you're listening today, and you're inspired by what Eric has talked about, you share the vision he has, it's really simple. Get on the website, grab a phone today, show your colors, show your commitment to free speech, to privacy, to having different voices so that we can have that freedom forever and ever. It's an easy investment and it's one you won't regret. Eric, I can't thank you enough. And I got to tell you, I'm learning so much. We got to have you back on the show. We love having smart people that open up windows of thought for us. And I'd love to get you back on here pretty soon.
Well, thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Welcome back. You've been listening to John Solomon's Best of 2021. This whole week, we'll be flashing back together with a few of the most popular interviews of the year and highlighting amazing heroes who are making a difference in the world. Tomorrow, we'll be featuring heroes that are making a difference by bringing their products right to your door. Then coming up on Friday, we remember John's interview with former President Trump. Thanks for listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.